A public forum on the proposed new hospital in downtown Utica featured a very divided audience. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the meeting that was intended to generate feedback about the hospital's first design plans often devolved into arguments about whether the facility should even be built in that location.
Officials with the Mohawk Valley Health System aimed to get public input on the new hospital Thursday, which is currently only 30% designed. But at the breakout session during the forum, conversations turned to quarrels between those who say the new state-of-the-art healthcare facility could revitalize downtown Utica and those who argue that it's not worth the cost of losing historical buildings and existing businesses within the proposed 25-acre footprint.
Stupid, stupid, stupid. And there's the big thing is, why move at all? Why build something at all? Plus, who do you think this money's coming from? It's us. Maybe some of the money's gone downstate to build other hospitals. We don't know.
We are given a golden opportunity to get $300 million. And by not accepting that, that money will just go elsewhere to the state.
Fine.
And we as Utican, fine. Why fine?
Fine, because the city of Utica
don't want anything new being built
Utica
in the area.
Can't afford this.
It's not the city of Utica.
The parking
affording
is.
Anything.
The parking
that
is.
All.
New York State is investing $300 million to help build the new hospital. Mohawk Valley Health sent out formal offers to the owners of the 45 affected properties this week. In Utica, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.